Democrat of the day, who has just been subjected to this disturbing opening, Julie Blaha is running as the DFL endorsed candidate for state auditor, and she's kind enough to join us in studio today. Hi, Julie.
Hey, great to be here.
Good to be with you here. We gotta we'll get your mic turned on here. Is there a mic on there? There it is. Oh, there you go. Okay, there we go. How are you?
Great.
Good.
Yeah, you know, like you're saying, it's the perfect weather to be door knocking, doing parades. It's a great time.
Good. I didn't get here till late. I want to share with you my daughter's birthday. My oldest daughter's birthday is today. She wanted me to bake her a cake. So I bake her a cake. And she said, what kind of cake do you want? And she said, strawberry. Okay. With chocolate frosting. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that I look like I am a fine, high-end chef, baker. You know, and I love the Great British Bake Off. But I'm not that good. So I had to go get one of those cake mixes, which is like opening up a box of Frankenberry.
Yes.
One of those things. And I said I told her, are you sure you don't want me just to do like a yellow cake with strawberries in it? And then, nope. So I'm going to be awake tonight after this cake for a while, because I can tell you the sugar content of a strawberry, this is going to be like, you know, freebasing a box of breakfast cereal. It is going to be heavy duty.
Oh, that's good. And I'm sure good for you. But again, I taught math and not health for a lot of reasons. And so,
you know what this needs? Ice cream. That's right. Get some in here. Julie, of course, you are running for state auditor. Rebecca Otto currently, she's finishing out her term, and we've had her on the air before quite a few times. She is obviously not running again. You are the DFL endorsed candidate. Explain to everyone out there, introduce yourself, Julie Blaha, to everyone listening.
Oh, sure. I start out as a math teacher and have been working on a lot of local financial issues. Mm-hmm. I think if you work with students, you realize if you really want to support your neighbors and your kids, you need to work on local issues. So I've worked on things like Economic Development Authority, school finance. Most recently, I was treasurer of the Minnesota AFL-CIO. I'm the first woman to serve as a treasurer of that statewide federation of unions. And when the position opened up, we were talking about, wow, who would be great at this? You know, who really, really gets local finance? Who really understands how to make sure that people get to solve problems close to home and have the information, the tools to do it well. And so then they suggested me, and like most women, I said, no, I'm not doing this. But as we looked at it more, you start to realize just what a really vital role this is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's not necessarily the glitzy, glamorous position that I think I would love it to be, but it's something when you really talk about how important it is to have the truth out there. Especially in this time of fake news and attacks on local government, you really need someone who's going to protect the truth that people need to solve problems in their neighborhoods.
I like how you said that at the end, because let's face it, this is what the auditor's job is to go in and determine to make sure things went according to plan as designed.
Sure.
And that's the oversight. I mean, it is really – you are there to protect the taxpayers from being abused. And to make sure projects that are approved and put through forward are done so above board, that there are things are done legitimately. And as you described, it's not the most – I mean, governor, attorney general, more glamorous races, secretary of state, state auditor, they generally do a lot of the meat and potatoes, the sausage making, the stuff that basically is detrimental to the daily operations of a state.
Well, you know, as somebody – you know, coming out as a treasurer, you know, I spent a lot of time with my auditor. You know, a big part of doing a good job of making sure that your values are reflected in your budget, to make sure we're putting our money where our values really are, you use that auditor. So part of that oversight is catching fraud, but a big part of it is making sure people just have the information to know if the things they hoped were going to happen actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a supportive role as well. It's not just a gotcha kind of situation. It really is about making those people making decisions at home more effective.
But by the way, what she just described as well, you know, you say, oh, we're going to spend the state, your taxpayers, and whether your local municipality, your county, your state, they say we're going to spend $1 million on this project. Well, then you've mailed what happened to the project. It didn't happen. The auditor, you know, acts as a and a deterrent to a point of any kind of, you know, anyone getting any bad ideas is sort of, I like that. I love that element, especially when you think there are states where they don't have this sort of thing set up. They've sure. There's been active wars in other states against the auditor because they don't want people seeing what happens after they sign off on that $1 million going here or that $1 million going there. It really is terrifying that to think that there are this many people that don't have that sort of, you know, guarantee as a taxpayer that, you know, things aren't being abused.
Well, and in fact, in Minnesota, we have to make sure we protect this office as well, because there are Republicans who want to see the office gone entirely. So for just the reasons you're talking about, it's so important to make sure that we, you know, we say what we're going to do and then we do what we're going to say or what we said. And we have to – the next auditor has to not only ensure that we are educating our local officials, that we're providing good oversight, we're representing Minnesotans well on financial boards, but you're going to have to stand up and protect the office too. And my background in labor and my background in education really helps me know how to not just do something right, but to fight for it too. And seriously, we're going to have to fight for it.
You brought up the Republicans. Let's go into that a little bit here. They broadsided the Democrats and that special session where they basically, you know, used the they held the auditor's office as hostage, per se. I know. I remember when Rebecca Otto was. I mean, I have not seen her very emotional, but she was fuming mad about this, because what the Republicans did is they brought in a handful of specifically selected individuals to basically push their narrative that the auditor's office was demanding, was draconian, was demanding things that how dare our budgets and all these things. And the reality was the auditor's office was nothing that was represented, but because they don't want to have oversight for whatever – I'll let you figure out, formulate why they don't want to have oversight. But because they don't think oversight, especially on a state level, to make sure the state taxpayer dollars are being spent as said, as promised, they basically, you know, are trying madly to gut the powers of the auditor and basically put auditing into situations where it could be the guy's cousin making sure my Billy Bob over here is just making sure he double checked my figures. We're okay now. And that is not oversight. It isn't.
Well, yeah. And I think that when you talk about what some of the challenges we're having right now in government, when you look at things getting kind of jammed up at the federal level or even at the state level, well, then our communities are left to do it locally. Mm-hmm. And we're doing that. You know, we're doing things like raising the minimum wage city by city, you know, town by town. We're going to work to extend health care to low-wage workers. And I think as the truth about those programs get out, it's going to be really clear that these good, solid, progressive ideas are working. Yeah. And there are people who don't want those ideas out there. Yeah. We've got to have this information, these good, solid audits, this good analysis, so that when we decide, hey, how do we want to invest our local money? Do we want to focus on incarceration, or do we want to focus on a safety net? I think that when you look at those numbers, some really good choices are clear. So we've got to make sure that that information is available so we can make good decisions.
Well, and so it's fair to say it's a war on information. And whether you agree with it or not, I mean, there's nothing wrong with having every – you know, all the information in front of you and making an informed decision.
Right.
You can still have disagreements. Mm-hmm. It just is now what we have is people who are putting their fingers actively on the scales and saying, well, no, we're not even going to pay attention to what the other side has to say. We just want this to happen, which once again, why they don't want oversight there, I'll let you come to your own conclusions.
True. I think that the that idea is you need someone who's going to go in and say, I want to look at the numbers and find solutions, not I want to ram through a solution and find the numbers that match. So this really is one of those offices where you have to be very, very trusted. You have to be willing to make your supporters happy and to make them just as mad. And you have to be that person who can really live with the numbers. And, you know, as an educator, as a someone who worked on pensions and on school finance, I've learned that you've got to be extremely honest, not just with the public, but with yourself about what's actually going on so you can make the right choice.
I imagine as well part of the job of the auditor is to – when you look at this, because, I mean, obviously the narrative that does get pushed is, OK, here comes the state to make sure we're doing things right or doing this. It's not. It's you know, that it's not some great bureaucracy that you're representing. – you, if you say go out to Le Sueur County or Maurer County or Lake County, and you're in that county doing an audit, you're there to protect the residents of Lake and Le Sueur and Maurer. You're there to represent them, not some grand bureaucracy in St. Paul. You are representing the people, which is, by God, I mean, that's the beauty of democracy, really. I mean, if you think about it.
Well, and yeah, with the auditor being directly accountable to voters, that is really key. You talk about something that's truly independent, something that's truly fair. You know, you have people working in local government. They're directly accountable to their voters. The auditor comes in, I'm also directly accountable to the voters. And that's the kind of system that builds some real trust. And when you have trust, then people get involved and people can do some really good things. And so I think that that's key. And without that trust, wow, it's really difficult to get things done. And these audits, you know, when I negotiated contracts with my school district, we started with the audit. When we had a good audit, we could all agree on the numbers. That was half the bargaining done there because we knew how much was there. When we work on pensions, do we know what are the real numbers about the pensions? When we figured it out, we were able to pass a good bill. So this information, sometimes the only way you can find a solution between people who are divided is to start with one true thing. And if that auditor can provide that one true piece of information that gets you started, that's just key.
And for the record, most of these audits don't show it. Just, okay, we're good. Done. We got it. This is not about some we're going to get you. It's just too simplistic to say, you know, bill comes before people, bill vote, they vote, and we're done. It's not that the process is designed to have, you know, initial discussion, good debate, action on in a specific item, and then follow through. And that's the auditor, is the follow through, is all that element there. And I think that, you know, you don't care when you're the auditor what party those bills came from. Your job is to basically, regardless of where those bills came from, basically make sure that those bills, you know, regardless of Republican, Democrat, regardless of anyone, it's just accountability.
Oh, exactly. And you know, I had my auditor on speed dial when I was a treasurer. I mean, when I wanted to make sure something worked well, I called my auditor. If my board wanted to make sure they could track something well, we called the auditor and made sure that our documents made it easy for a board member to do their work. When I was on my Economic Development Authority in the city of Ramsey, it was great to be able to have an office you could call to say, hey, the city planner's saying this, the chair is saying this. Okay, can you help me figure this out? And having that third party that I could trust to help me navigate things so I could teach all day and still come work in my city government at night. You know, you could farm all day and be a county commissioner at night. You need somebody who can help you through it so that we don't use complexity or all this financial stuff as a barrier, but rather as a tool to be effective locally.
Dear God, you're going to be a good auditor. Wow. I am very glad you're running. We're going to take a break. By the way, once again, why do the Republicans want no oversight? Well, I'll leave that up to you. But as Julie just explained, if you have fiscal responsibility, you have a great relationship with your auditor. And that's how it should be. It shouldn't be trying to shut the office down. It should be trying to work together. Why the Republicans don't want to do that? I'll leave that to your own hypothesis. We're going to take a break. Julie Blaha for State Auditor, the DFL endorsed candidate, is joining us as Democrat of the Day. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Stages Theater Company is turning 35 years young, and we invite you to join the celebration. Stages is one of the largest and most respected professional theaters for young audiences in the country, serving over 150,000 individuals annually through opportunities on stage, education classes, workshops, and in-school programs. Our most magnificent season is truly that, built with young people, families, and classrooms in mind, and based on beautiful, imaginative, and inspiring books and stories, encouraging young people to dream big, invent big, and invest in curiosity. Charlotte's Web, Mary Poppins Jr., Hidden Heroes, and Willy Wonka are just a few of the exciting productions we're proud to present in the coming season. Come celebrate the magnificence with us all season long. Visit us at stagestheater.org. That's stagestheater.org.
My favorite meal of the day is breakfast, and for morning vittles, I head to Milton's, 36 and Douglas in Crystal. My favorite is either the rib scrambler, scrambled eggs with ribs, portobello mushrooms, jalapenos, and pepper jack cheese, or the steak and eggs. My wife loves the pepper jack creamy grits and the stuffed avocados with poached eggs cradled in avocado halves. The kids love the French toast or the stuffed French toast filled with fruit and cream cheese. Top it off with coffee done my way from the Milton's Coffee Bar, and I'm ready for the day. Breakfast is waiting for you at Milton's, 36 and Douglas in Crystal.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
It's grilling season, and Vinaigrette has some sizzling recipes to inspire you. How about summertime grilled fajitas? Just create a marinade with our golden balsamic or champagne vinegar and chili, garlic, or jalapeno olive oil and marinate beef or chicken. Add red onions, red, green, and yellow peppers and throw them on the grill. Or try grilled steak brushed with our truffle or garlic olive oil. Visit us at 50th and Xerxes in South Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior or online at vinaigrettemn.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. We're just commenting about how bad Waitrose. It's a cool place to go. Julie Blaha is joining us. She's running for the state auditor as the DFL ticket. Blahaforauditor.org, BLAHAFORauditor.org. I'll link to everything on social media later on. Blahaforauditor.org. You are a statewide race. Now, I've been talking to a lot of Democrats of the day, these great candidates we got running for all these Minnesota House seats. That's great. And I'm not downplaying some of those districts. Those are tough districts. But you need door knockers from northeast to southwest across the state. You and I are talking before that door knocking works.
Oh, exactly. You know, one of the things that we saw, there was this Tuesday in Missouri that said a lot about an upcoming Tuesday in Minnesota. You know, when Missouri fought back the anti-union right to work amendment, and they were the first state to do it in U.S. history,
and trounced it too.
Oh, and they took it down hard. A couple things were just great about that. The first thing was that almost 2-1, the people who voted it down were not union members. They weren't just voting out of a personal interest. They saw that unions helped provide the greater good, and when people are voting in the interest of the greater good, well, that's wonderful. We've got to get them out. And second, even though I think, you know, I was still treasurer of the AFL during the run-up to that, and we were sending down – sure, we sent a little bit of money, and sure, we, you know, we helped with messaging, but that really wasn't what won it. To be fair, you are more than welcome to send a donation to your candidates. Say it. You could probably find that at blahaforauditor.org. But what we did was we sent people, and we noticed it was regular people talking to regular people. Just telling their stories was extremely effective, more effective than it's been in – it's always been effective, but in a busy year, in a noisy year, it is particularly effective. So if you're listening now and you want to do something effective right now, get out and talk to your neighbors. That conversation doesn't have to end in a resounding yes. It doesn't have to be extremely long. No. What we're finding out is the more we talk and the more we engage with people, the more we win. So if you can do a door knock, you can go out and just knock on a few doors on a lovely day, meet a few dogs that are generally enthusiastic to meet you. The dogs are generally happier than not to meet you. It has a gigantic impact this year.
And this is something we've heard. I mean, we've had a lot of districts where Democrats are – it's twofold. It's one, they're getting out in force in these districts. Many people – I've heard the story over and over again. The people we haven't had a DFLer knock on our door in five, six election cycles. This is great. But as well, let's just be honest. The Republicans this year, they are not knocking on doors. They're kind of, they don't want to have to go on out and defend themselves. They don't have a lot to defend. And when they are trying to defend, it's basically they're basically trying to say, where's our health care? Where's our, these other issues? And so regardless of race, regardless of district, the door knocking for the DFL has been tantamount this year. And we're learning a lesson that if you get out and you hit every door in a district or in a state – Well, the results speak for themselves. And you brought up Missouri, but you can point across the board to other – and in Minnesota as well.
Look at Carla Bigham winter. She was out there door knocking, and it was great. It was a little chilly.
Yes.
It was January. My phone froze up a few times. My lips froze up a few times. But there was such a joy in it, and people were so hungry to talk to people about something real. And you're not just getting them out to vote, but you're also giving them a chance to be part of something bigger. And that's just good for everybody.
You are an exceptional candidate for auditor. I mean, you have a background. I mean, and this is not – you said I'm getting nerdy. It's like, no. I don't want people who are not qualified or not passionate getting into what are very detailed, thick jobs that, you know, require – not only a knowledge and an intelligence, which you know, I'm a drooling monkey over here. I can tell you the intelligence is there. The love of what you do, though, that's what makes this such a perfect fit for you. I am so glad you're running for this.
I have to say, when I was when I started as treasurer of the AFL, one of the things that we do is we kind of divvy up some of the lobbying efforts, and I volunteered for pensions and had very little competition. So I said, no, I love pension meetings. You know, it's technical, but wow, it affects so many people so deeply. And those of us, I think, who are excited about these numbers, we have to be involved. And I think right now, if you're a woman, if you're a person of color who's particularly nerdy, we need you. We don't just want you to run. At this time, we need you to run. So if you've got any nerd in you, we need you to get out there.
Well, and I think you just said it perfectly, although I'll paraphrase it if I may. You don't – I'm talking to the listeners. I'm talking to everyone in Minnesota right now. You don't want to have to worry about this stuff. You don't. You want to be able to sleep at night though. That's why you need Julie as the auditor. Or whatever the race, Steve Simon is Secretary of State, you know, Tim Walz is the governor. You need to have people. You don't want to have to worry about this stuff. You want to go about your business. You want to go about your day. You want to be able to trust your government. Well, then find that person who you can trust, who brings the provenance, who brings the passion for it. And that's where you go. And I mean, the auditor is the epitome of that. No one wants to have to worry about this stuff. So we elect Julie Blaha. We don't. It's that simple. She'll take care of the office.
No, I have to say, I think that there will be that moment where there's that one issue that you are ready to dig into.
Yeah.
And that one issue that you're ready to go to your city council, your township board. Kind of like when I was a kid, my mom decided that we lived out in Burns Township before it was the bustling metropolis that it is today of now then, Minnesota, up in Anoka County. And she decided we needed to tar our roads. We absolutely need to pave these things. And that's when she was ready. And she went to her board, was the first woman appointed to the Road and Bridge Committee. And she found a way, because she had great information from the township secretary, from the state, she was able to find a way to get our roads paved. And now Mr. Lane could sit out on the porch again and enjoy an evening with his oxygen tank. And my friend down the street could ride bikes with us again. So you may not want to worry about it now, but there'll be this point where you're ready to step in. And I want to be there for you when you're ready to take that on.
And you know, regardless of the point, I was on planning and zoning in my town for
exactly.
four years. 4 years.
I was hey, that's there. Hardcore.
Well,
planning and zoning is hardcore stuff.
That is some – I have some stories. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. tell me more about the zoning standards for the dumpster holder. I love that stuff right there. Mwah. But she's right. It's eventually going to happen, and it might not be the issue that you find right away. But you want to know the truth is, we have a great on the DFL side. We have a great lineup of already serving, you know, people that are serving us as the taxpayers in St. Paul, but as well who are running to serve as well and be there. That when you are ready for that knowledge or information, you're there. But even if you're not ready, they're there taking care of things, which is what I love. And like I said, Governor, AG, busy, lots of visibility. I can't tell you how happy I have been with Steve Simon as our Secretary of State.
He's amazing.
Rebecca Otto has been a magnificent auditor.
Award-winning.
She's been wonderful. And we need Julie. We absolutely need Julie to be the next state auditor. blaha4auditor.org, right?
Exactly. And if you are tweeting about us or on Instagram, hashtag blahauditor, B-L-A-H-A-U-D-T-O-R, blahauditor. Get that out there too. You know,
hashtag,
if you can,
wait a minute, hashtag, I got to do this.
Blahauditor.
H-A-O. Okay, I see what
we
did there.
Yeah, kind of go together. Yeah. Well, I have to say, you know, and if there is – you got to find joy in this stuff. You know, when these races can get kind of tough, some of the gift of the down ballot is we can provide kind of a refuge. If you – you know, you've had a lot of drama in the other races, want to take a little break and just kind of hit the road with us, we're a great place to come. You got to find the joy in this stuff because that's how we keep people engaged, and that's how people come back. The fight matters, but you know what? The fun does too.
You have a choice here. We already know what the Republicans want to do. They don't want an auditor's office. They don't want any kind of oversight. Well, Julie is the perfect candidate here. Julie, once again, it's Julie Blaha, blahaforauditor.org, blahauditor, hashtag blahauditor. I am going – oh, yeah, we're putting that up there.
Thank you.
Julie, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming into studio. Thanks for being Democrat of the Day.
Oh, thank you. It's wonderful to talk about something that matters and with people who care. Thank you.
I can't tell you how happy I am to have a job of this importance that gets ignored way too much, having someone who is more than qualified running for this office. I really appreciate you running, and my God, we need you in that office.
Thank you so much.
Julie Blaha.